And in our top story today, former Iranian President Sayed Mohammad Khatami was here in the Vatican Friday to meet Pope Benedict XVI. The two spoke of the importance of a serene dialogue between cultures with the aim of overcoming the serious tensions of our times. A Vatican statement following the talk said they also spoke of promoting fruitful collaboration for peace and the development of all people. They spoke, too, of the status of Christians in the Middle East and in Iran and the need for robust international commitments to finding a peaceful solution to the conflicts across the Middle East. They also expressed hope for the positive outcome of the international conference underway in Sharm el-Sheikh. Well, President Khatami was in Rome to participate as a keynote speaker at the conference Intercultural Dialogue, a challenge for peace, organized by the Pontifical Gregorian University. Speaking at that conference, Mr. Khatami urged Christians and Muslims to rediscover their common heritage as monotheistic religions, solidly rooted in love and justice, as a basis for improving relations. He also said no one can use God's name to instigate war or hate. The conference was co-sponsored by the nonprofit organization Anastasis, which is currently collaborating with Iran's culture ministry to restore the 18th century Armenian Catholic Church of Our Lady of the Rosary in Isfahan. Vice President of Anastasis, Antonella Catani, was instrumental in arranging President Khatami's visit to Rome and the Vatican. She spoke to me outside the conference ahead of the president's audience with Pope Benedict. I began by asking her just how many Christians are there in Iran today.
Not more than 5,000, more or less, and different type of Christians, Armenians, Assyrians and Catholics are very, very few.
And what is their relationship with the rest of the mostly Muslim community, the Shia?
Well, in Iran, there are a historical presence and they are an identity of Iran. They grow with Iran and Persia. So I think that Iran will getting poor and poor if it's losing the Christians, because the Christian identity in Iran is very rich and ancient, is part of the history of Iran.
Now, through this project that you have launched in Iran, reconstructing a church, restoring a church from a few centuries ago, you were also instrumental in bringing President Khatami here to the Vatican and here to Rome. Could you explain that?
But it is very important to the relation between Iran and Vatican. Iran is very sensitive on cultural project. That's the reason why we ask Mr. Khatami to come and to introduce the new aspect of dialogue between Vatican and Iran. Because in this moment, it's very difficult to have relation with Iran, open relation. And Khatami always try to introduce a dialogue between civilization. That's the reason why we asked him and invited him at this conference, a dialogue like a challenge for peace. Really, for me this word is very important, because it is a challenge, that cultural dialogue, that culture makes all the human more near. And the dialogue on the cultural heritage is one concrete act to build peace.
What do you hope comes out of this encounter?
Of Mr. Khatami? The first, I will be very, very happy to see that Mr. Khatami will give the hand to the Pope. Two hands of very intelligent persons and very sensitive persons, very spiritual. It's very important this moment. It's a sign for all of us. And after this, to build really a dialogue with Iran, not like bad countries, you know, but a country that is open for dialogue, inter-dialogue. And we have to bring Iran into the dialogue. We have to try all the doors to find the way to dialogue with Iran, because Persia is a wonderful country, wonderful persons, And I think it is a hope for all the world that we can, if we can dialogue between. And the Pope will dialogue with Iran, the best person of Iran. And this respect to Iran, we have to take care, because I think it's very precious today, this open door from Vatican. And with our work, we try to stay on this road and build dialogue.
Antonella Catani, Vice President of the nonprofit association Anastasis. Jesuit Father Samir Khalil Samir teaches Islamic studies and Christian-Muslim relations at St. Joseph's University in Beirut, Lebanon. He spoke to me about the significance of President Khatami's visit to the Pope.
Khatami is certainly one of the most open person I met. A few months before his election as a president, he spent some days in Beirut, and I had the opportunity to meet him with five other Christians for 2 hours in Beirut about Christian-Muslim relationship and through the history and today and so on. And I really admired his openness. He studied also in Germany, so he has an open vision. He knows other languages. And I remember, for instance, that someone from the Christian side was speaking about the Crusades and saying, yes, we Christian, we did very bad things and the Crusades, and we attacked the Muslims. And he answered and saying, but this was not a religious war. This was a normal political, financial, and so on. He presented exactly the opposite vision coming from him. It was really a shock for me, a very positive one. And in every question, his vision was a more historical, open vision. We had great hopes when he became president. The problem is, unfortunately, that the president in the Iranian system inaugurated by Khomeini has practically no power. He is totally depending from the imam, the religious authority, which is over everyone. So he deluded a little bit the people and those who elected him, because he couldn't change a lot. He changed something. He introduced a new approach, more open to the West and to non-Muslim points of view. And this is his vision. He is more a philosopher. So I think here, this is really his argument, dialogue of cultures and religions. And he means, and we can overcome the conflicts by reflecting on how to live together, having different visions of the world and having different cultures. He opposed the conflict of cultures by saying there are different cultures, but they are not necessarily conflictual.
President Khatami was one of the numerous Muslim leaders to attend Pope John Paul II's funeral in 2005.
He wanted to say, this person, John Paul, has made so much for the peace between peoples and cultures and religions. He wanted to say, we also, as Iranians and as Muslims, especially Muslims, Shiites, Muslims, that we want to be here. Together we are building another world, another vision of the world. And he was personally very committed to this dialogue. He promoted it in Iran, And many, I know an American Jesuit, Father McDermott, was invited twice by him in Iran because he wrote his PhD on a Shia theologue, a Shia thinker, and was invited to Qom, the holy city, to speak about this great thinker. And he met personally the president and discussed with him. And this is just one example, but the same happened often. In his time, they invited people from the Gregorian University, priests, to teach in their theological faculties, to teach Christianity. And they are interested in such a relation. The same happened for me in Lebanon, in St. Joseph University. We had in the last years people from Iran sent by the government to study in our St. Joseph University and to make their PhD. There is a great openness in Shiism in general, more than in Sunnism, much more, but they are difficult political relations. These are two different things. The politics is run by some people, culture and religious aspect by others. They have an interpretation of the Quran which is open to metaphysical and mystical and allegorical interpretation. But you will find also a very strict application of the Sharia. We heard that last week they have taken some women in the street because they were not strictly dressed. Mm-hmm. You have both tendencies, a political one and a religious open one.
It looked like Khatami was trying to implement reforms. He was considered a moderate by many, especially in the West, who was trying to implement reforms of the government and the bureaucracy. But are you saying now that things have changed dramatically after he left?
Certainly, with Ahmadinejad, things changed. But it is also true that he wanted to implement reforms, but did few things, simply because, as I said, the system does not allow him to do all what he would like to do. But the system is also controlling the excess. In the other side, the excess of Ahmadinejad. He is not able to do, to go too far in his strict interpretation and in his nationalism. Iran remain an open country, even if they have a closed system. But even the clerics, you find different tendencies. Now, it's a more closed one. But I see, for example, in Beirut, in Lebanon, in the Shia community, you find one of the many of the most important clerics, Sheikh Hussein Fadlallah, for instance, Ali al-Amin in the south, they are all against Khomeini's vision of the so-called Vilayat al-Faqih, the supreme authority on earth of the clerics, so to say, the specialist of the law, the divine law. This is the position of Khomeini is very consequent. He says, God gave us the Sharia, which is the best law on earth because it's divine. So how to guide a country? Certainly by applying the Sharia, the divine law. Who could best guide people to apply it? The specialist of the divine law, that means the clerics. So it's very logical. But something is failing, that politics does not mean only divine law. Means economy and diplomacy and technology and so on. And what I'm saying, many imam in the Shia community are saying they don't attack the vision of Khomeini frontally, but they will say this is only an aspect. And this more open vision is broad enough, but not, they don't have now the mainstream.
70% of Iranians are under the age of 25. How representative of that huge amount of population is this government of Ahmadinejad and also the clerics?
In the beginning, this government had a strong support from youth and from the mosque and from the commercial sector. With the time, and we have seen that a few months ago, how he lose his authority in the university, certainly, but also by many youth and even in the commercial sector. And why they were enthusiastic for him? He is defending national values, especially in front of the strongest nation, the United States. So this was also a reason why many people were supporting Ahmadinejad, because he was the strong man against the strongest nation. It's a question of
national pride.
National pride.
But you say now that things have changed.
Yes, because they see that the financial situation is not good. For instance, with Ahmadinejad, Iran helped a lot all the movements in the Middle East and in Asia with money. Hamas, even Hamas, which is a Sunni, Palestine, in Lebanon with Hezbollah and so on. Well, all this money is money taken from Iran. So they feel something is going wrong. Ideology is against the daily life. That's why he's losing a great part of authority.
Of course, in the region, we have the war in Iraq. Last year's war between Hezbollah and Israel ended pretty much in Hezbollah's favor, which, of course, has been backed by Iran and Iran's nuclear ambitions. What does this mean for Iran as a regional power?
In the Muslim Sunni world, Iran and the Shia are for them the greatest danger, more than the West, because they see how strong the Shia movement is growing and growing against the Sunni movement. You mentioned Iraq. Certainly, it's a revolution because they have the demography, the numbers. The same is happening in Lebanon. In some countries in the Gulf, you have also the Shia growing. Growing in number, growing in money, in power, and growing in ideological influence. The Palestine movement, which is a Sunni movement, for tens of years did not produce any positive effect. In 2 years, with Hamas, helped by Iran, everything changed. So even Sunni Muslims are admiring the Shia. this is something dangerous for the Sunnis. And I noticed when I speak in Lebanon with Muslim people, all the Sunnis say, be careful, don't go with Shia, they are very dangerous. We can better live together, you Christians and us Sunnis, but you cannot live with Shia, and so on. They feel from all sides, and with the nuclear power, certainly, Shia is the new power in the area.
Jesuit Father Samir Khalil Samir, Professor of Islamic Studies at St. Joseph's University, Beirut, Lebanon.